Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola's afternoon show. Is that we can call it that, Pensacola Right Now. Pensacola's afternoon show.
Yeah.
Austin will have a winner to announce in a few minutes for those FSU Alabama football tickets. Here's what you need to do. Just every day from 5 to 5, just go up to our to the app, News Radio Pensacola, and register to win. Pretty easy. Just flips up the page registration. A page flips up, you sign it, submit it, and then we pick the winner at 5:15 that day of the contest. So pretty interesting, isn't it? You ready to go ahead and tackle the top three trending stories this afternoon?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Number one.
Okay, developers plan to turn the landmark skate center on Navy Boulevard into Pensacola's new ice rink. Boy, this opens up a lot of opportunities, especially for the junior skating program. William Seeley Architects submitted conceptual plans for review, proposing a skating area with a scorekeeper, player penalty boxes, plus a second floor for extra seating, bathrooms, and a training room.
Number two.
And a complimentary program connecting UWF master students with individuals seeking care at a student-operated mental health clinic will soon be available in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Clients will receive services at no cost while students will fulfill required clinical hours for graduation. Pensacola Mental Health Services is scheduled to open its doors to patients next month.
Number three.
Okay, I thought we'd throw this in here just for a few chuckles right now. National Hurricane Center forecasters tracking a tropical wave off the west coast of Africa. We're talking thousands and thousands of miles out there. The system currently has a 20% probability of development over the next week as it does move westward across the Atlantic. Conditions in the Gulf remain unchanged, looking real good out there. The most active period of hurricane season typically continues through mid-October, with the peak happening September 10th. It is 5:15. Usually I say, and Austin has a look at the traffic and weather. But right now, Austin has a look at FSU football ticket winner to that Alabama game this Saturday.
Yes, I do. The winner for today is Heather Irving. Heather Irving, you are our winner for today's pair of tickets to Florida State, Alabama. I will be reaching out to you probably during the commercial break, very shortly.
She's a breezer, too.
Yes, from Golf Breeze, yes. Congratulations once again. That is Heather Irving. If you're tuning in, be expecting an email from me with the email you provided us, and we will get your we will get the rest of your information off to one of our representatives, a.k.a. Amber, and we'll make sure that she gets the tickets to you. But with it already being 5:15, as Chris said, we'll look at traffic and weather together here. Luckily, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect, but we do nonetheless have several areas. Got some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's not letting up. Neither is Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Last major spots, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, going to be a low of 72 tonight. Next couple days are going to have some rainfall chances come in, making the highs be pretty bearable. Tomorrow, sitting at only 84. Saturday's at 85.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, this is the one that is rattling a lot of cages today. Pensacola drivers are not stopping at red lights, and the situation has been getting worse. That's it. Single line. Since January, more than 17,000 red light violations have been recorded on camera. According to the latest report, 97 violations take place every single day. Here's Mayor Reeves.
When your friends might tell you at a party that they think they got a ticket because they were only a couple inches over the line. We have these red light cameras in because we have a driving issue at many of our intersections. And I think you'll see from the videos, make sure you check those out, that is well beyond a couple inches beyond the line and that we really have a public safety issue that we're trying to address.
Okay, here's the approximate breakdown for you. The intersection of 9th and Airport, 2,600 red light runners. 9th and Fairfield, 3,450. 9th and Bayou, 5,600, and the camera at Gregory and 9th Avenue capturing over 6,000 red light runners.
All righty. And also, get your fishing gear ready. Florida's 2025 Gulf Private Recreational Red Snapper fall season starts next week for those fishing on private boats or state-approved charters without a federal reef fish permit. This season will run until December 28th with specific dates for harvesting. Remember, all anglers need to register as state reef fish anglers, even if they don't need a fishing license. For more info on dates and regulations, you can check out myfwc.com/marine.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, pythons in the Everglades encountered a pretty darn big and little surprise. You'll get it when I tell you about the story here. Therese Crowley has the details on News Radio 92.3.
That's one crazy wabbit lying in wait for the invasive pythons in the Everglades. The pythons may be apex predators, but doomed by the lure of the robo-rabbits. Simple toy rabbits, retrofitted to emit heat, a rabbity smell, and move like a real rabbit. Solar-powered, switched on and off remotely, they're placed in pens and turn on when a python slithers nearby, luring the snake and hunters who are called to finish them off. Humans at the South Florida Water Management District say robo-rabbits are a lot simpler and cheaper than live ones, even at $4,000 a pop. But the Everglades python population is estimated as high as 300,000, and a female lays 50 to 100 eggs. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Florida taxpayers could be on the hook for millions of dollars after a federal judge ordered Alligator Alcatraz to wind down operations. The Immigration Detention Center was built at a remote training airport in the Everglades earlier this summer. However, legal challenges and environmental concerns led to its closure. Contracts for building and operating the facility topped $245 million.
Yeah, economic hit if that does not happen. Federal agents raiding the homes of a pair of leaders for a Florida-based church. Chancellor Wynn, he's down in Orlando at WOFL Television. Reporting from Ocala today.
Investigators say workers were recruited by the leader of the Kingdom of God Global Church, David Taylor, who allegedly claims to be Jesus' best friend and to have had multiple face-to-face encounters with God. Taylor also allegedly recruited people to work as his personal servants, making them bring women to him and to make sure those women took Plan B emergency contraceptives. If the servants refused, then they would be punished just like the call center workers if they didn't raise enough money each day. Investigators say the church's executive director, Michelle Brannon, was in charge of enforcing the punishments that Taylor would command. Reporting in Ocala, Chancellor Wynn, Fox News.
520 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things, and the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. and to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23 News Radio 92.3, the economy improved more than first reported in the spring. Here you go. Here's some positive economic news for you. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
Second quarter economic growth has been revised higher. The gross domestic product for the spring quarter rose 3.3%. Corporate profits and consumer spending both rose in the period. The GDP contracted in the first quarter, though that decline is attributed to a surge in imports, which skewed the reading. Also, there's another sign layoffs are subdued. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 5,000 last week to 229,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, declined to 1.95 million in the week ending August 16th. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 524, stocks ending up today. Yeah, moving further into record territory, Hillary Barsky's on News Radio 92.3.
The major averages finishing higher, with the Dow and S&P 500 closing at record levels as investors digested the latest financial results from AI chip giant NVIDIA. They're also awaiting Friday's key PCE inflation data, which could reshape the path of interest rate cuts from the Fed. Tech stocks were the best performers. Shares of Google rose 2% for a record close. The Dow winners, American Express, Salesforce, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Procter & Gamble, and Travelers. The Dow up 72 points. The Nasdaq higher by 115, S&P 500 up 20 and closing above the 6,500 level for the first time. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road still if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got some that are pretty severe at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Also got some lingering on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Typically, we start to see that breaking up around this time, but we'll give it a little bit more time. Let it marinate a little longer, see how that turns out. Let's see. Looking at the weather here, sitting at around 88 degrees, going to be a low of 72 tonight. Very late this evening, we have a slight chance of rainfall chances coming in, and then those are going to linger over the course of the next couple days, but we're going to see the highs drop some as a result to tomorrow. It's going to be sitting at around 84 with about a 40% chance of rain, and then Saturday it's going to increase to as high as 80, high sitting at around 85.
Okay. Dust storms and monsoon rain swept through Phoenix late last night, causing damage and bringing with it risk of flooding. Lauren Clark is at Fox 10 in Phoenix with more.
It hit like a freight train, the whipping winds tearing through a North Phoenix community near Bell Road and 3rd Avenue. Neighbors waking up to see wood, metal, shrapnel, all scattered through the cul-de-sac. The storm strength uprooting trees, smashing shingles, and bending light posts.
Everything's wet, just soaked.
It also ruined the roof of resident Matthew Miller. His neighbors helped rescue his golden retriever, Junior, inside. Now, when looking at the rubble of his home, he says he doesn't know what he's going to do next.
For this to happen, it's just adding on more and more torture in our lives.
Reporting here in Phoenix, Lauren Clark, Fox News.
And Reverend Dal Sharpton and the National Action Network are trying to fight back against the Trump administration rolling back DEI policies. Sharpton, Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, and thousands of others from around the country marched by Wall Street in Lower Manhattan today. Sharpton says the march is to remind President Trump of the power of black Americans and their dollars. The Trump administration calls DEI initiatives discriminatory.
All right. The director of the CDC was fired for not aligning with President Trump's mission for the agency. Jared Halpern is at the White House and files this report on News Radio 92.3.
President Trump fired CDC Director Susan Menarez after she refused to resign at the request of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
It was President Trump who was overwhelmingly reelected on November 5th. This woman has never received a vote in her life, and the president has the authority to fire those who are not aligned with his mission.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says a replacement will be named soon. Attorneys for Menarez say she was targeted for refusing the rubber stamp unscientific reckless directives. Several other top CDC officials resigned following the director's dismissal. Sources tell Fox Menarez clashed with Kennedy over vaccine policy. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from firing the Voice of America director. The judge ruled Michael Abramowitz must stay in his role until he can be legally removed. Only the VOA's advisory board can remove him, but President Trump had the board dismantled earlier this year. Abramowitz has criticized the administration's efforts to dismantle VOA.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is praising President Trump's federal crackdown on crime. As new numbers show, crime is actually down. This comes as the president considers federal action in other major cities. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
The president posted on Truth Social this morning that they've got a problem in Chicago and that he says people are begging for him to go in and fix it. But the governor is not so far asking for that. And he says to stay tuned. Illinois governor has so far refused to invite in the National Guard, despite a different response from the D.C. mayor here yesterday, basically saying that while they feel that the presence of federal agents has somewhat broken down trust in the community, she was really praising the results, touting an 87% reduction in carjackings in the last 20 days, which she said had a trickle-down effect, reducing the use of guns, basically impacting everything from robberies to homicides.
Okay, maybe looking to invest in your future financially by playing Powerball?
Yes.
It's got up the number, $950 million. Let me just go and put it like this. Powerball fever strikes again.
The Powerball jackpot soaring to $950 million after no one won Wednesday night's drawing. The jackpot will be the sixth highest in the game's history. Three lucky players from Mississippi, Ohio, and Virginia did walk away with $2 million when they won the match 5 plus power play option. But Powerball's top prize is in a bit of a drought, as the last top prize winner in Michigan won $841 million on January 1st. Chris DiMeo, Fox News.
Okay, again, Powerball at $950 million. Now, Mega Million tomorrow night, $277 million, $124.6 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Play wisely. Good luck to you. Coming up at 5, we'll talk to sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham, the father of one of two children killed yesterday during a mass shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic school and church is speaking out after losing his 8-year-old son, Fletcher.
We will never be allowed to hold him, talk to him, play with him.
Jesse Merkel also offering prayers for the family of the 10-year-old killed. The FBI investigating the shooting as a hate crime. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook suing President Trump, claiming that he does not have the authority to fire her. White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt says mortgage fraud accusations justify her dismissal.
These mortgage receipts very clearly shown to the president, and he has the cause that he needs to fire this individual. He laid it out in the letter that he provided to her and to the public as well. And so we'll continue to fight this battle.
Cook denies any wrongdoing. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Week 1 of the college football season officially kicks off tonight. And at 9 p.m. Eastern at Arrowhead in Kansas City, you'll see Nebraska take on Cincinnati. The Cornhuskers enter year 3 of the Matt Rhule era, and all eyes are on star quarterback Dylan Raiola to take that next step this season. I like Nebraska laying the 6.5 points tonight, and I think Rhule and Raiola will lead their squad to at least 8 wins during the 2025 campaign. I'm Zach Gelb.
Summer's almost over, but the heat is pressing on. If you've got battery trouble, stop by AutoZone for free battery testing. It may just need a charge, and we'll do that for free too. If you do need a battery, we've got options starting at just $89.99. And we'll recycle your old battery for free. Now that's a strong start. Don't miss the end of summer sale. Now at AutoZone until September 22nd. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Alabama on Saturday, August 30th?
It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle on August 30th.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, developers plan to turn the landmark skate center on Navy Boulevard into Pensacola's new ice rink. William Seeley Architects submitted conceptual plans for review, proposing a skating area with scorekeeper, player, and penalty boxes, plus a second floor for extra seating, bathrooms, and a training room.
Number two.
Okay, a complimentary program connecting UWF's master students with individuals seeking care at a student-operated mental health clinic will soon be available in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Clients will receive services at absolutely no cost, while students will fulfill required clinical hours for graduation. Pensacola Mental Health Services scheduled to open the doors to patients sometime next month.
Number three.
And National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking a tropical wave off the west coast of Africa, which currently has a 20% probability of development over the next week as it moves westward across the Atlantic. Conditions in the Gulf remain unchanged. The most active period of hurricane season typically continues through mid-October, with the peak around September 10th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, one Santa Rosa commissioner says recent news reports on an incoming Veterans Resource Center really didn't paint a full picture of services offered. District 2 Rep. Kerry Smith.
It kind of kicked me a little bit because I was like, wait a minute, we do have those services here, and I just wanted to make sure that the local news channel had their things right, because they were basically saying over here in this very veteran-rich county, we don't offer any services to our veterans, and it kind of just said either you don't know much about our county, or you're not willing to find out.
Well, Smith appeared at the county board meeting happened this morning. He says the county vets resource department does offer a full array of services, including helping veterans file for VA benefits.
And Florida's Great Northwest just got the green light from Triumph Gulf Coast for their new initiative, United Forward, which aims to boost the region's economy. With a $4.77 million grant, this plan will revamp the local economic strategy and launch a big marketing campaign to attract new businesses. Jennifer Conley, the president and CEO of FGNW, says the initiative is a major step toward creating a stronger and more resilient economy.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
1 week from tonight, the start of the NFL regular season. While millions of American football fans are focused primarily on their fantasy football drafts ahead of the coming season, fans in Minnesota celebrating the return of a fan favorite to the Vikings. Wide receiver Adam Thielen, who spent the first 10 years of his NFL career with Minnesota, going back to the Vikings. Thielen traded Wednesday by the Panthers, along with fourth and fifth round draft picks to Minnesota for a fifth round selection and conditional seventh round pick. The Chiefs, who will be without wide receiver Rashee Rice, suspended the first six games of the season for the role he played in a multi-car crash on a Dallas freeway last year, may look to sign a receiver. The Raven Kyle Hamilton, the richest contract in total value for an NFL safety, $100.4 million over 4 years. The Saints named Spencer Rattler their starting quarterback. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski announced Dylan Gabriel will back up Joe Flacco at quarterback. Rookie Shedeur Sanders will be third string for Cleveland. 1 week from tonight, the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles will kick off the NFL season at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Tonight, college football. 17 games on the schedule this evening. At 8 o'clock Eastern on Fox Sports 1, the Minnesota Golden Gophers will be home to play Buffalo. Also tonight, 25th-ranked Boise State visits South Florida. Nebraska plays at Cincinnati. Rutgers home against Ohio. Wisconsin hosts Miami, Ohio. Speaking of the Buckeye State, the Cincinnati Reds became the last major league team to get swept in a series this season. Reds lost to the Dodgers 5-1. Shohei Ohtani pitched a season-high five innings, recorded a season-best nine strikeouts, and picked up his first win of the season. The Dodgers doubled their lead over the Padres atop the NL West to two games. San Diego lost 4-3 to Seattle. The Mariners still a game and a half behind the Astros for first place in the AL West. Houston shut out Colorado 4-0. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we heard this earlier this afternoon while on air. Micah Parsons, linebacker for the Cowboys, traded to Green Bay. He's now a Packer. I believe the circumstances of the deal were 4 years, $188 million, and I think it was, $120 million guaranteed. It's the largest for a non-quarterback ever.
Okay, they're playing college ball down in Tampa right now. Boise State 7-3 over USF, and that's in the first quarter. So they kick that one off.
I think that's an upset alert for Boise State. I think they pull away, but I wouldn't sleep on the Bulls.
Okay, Colorado's head football coach Deion Sanders is proposing a new way to pay college football players. Jared Max has more on the report. News Radio 92.3.
Ahead of the start of week one of the 2025 college football season, University of Colorado head coach and Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders suggested that the pay structure for college football players should get centered on incentivizing student athletes to earn money by being part of the best teams in the country, to offer financial bonuses to the players on all 12 teams that make it to the college football playoff. The schools get $4 million apiece for making the playoff, and more money for each round that their football teams advance to in the playoff. How about spreading the wealth and passing it on to the players, said Deion Sanders to the Associated Press, this during filming of a TV commercial with former Alabama coach Nick Saban.
who said he agreed with Coach Sanders' idea. Jared Max, Fox News.
And ever since Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift told the world they're tying the knot, sales of Kelce's jersey have been through the roof. The power couple's Tuesday announcement saw sales spike 200%. That's according to Fanatics, the official e-commerce partner of the NFL and Kelce's team, the Kansas City Chiefs. It was the tight end's best-selling day since winning Super Bowl 59. That was in February.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, before we go there, I just wanted to tag on to the story you just did about Taylor Swift and what was going on. I just wanted to add this. Her engagement ring was crafted by a Florida artisan.
I have something else to add. The Chiefs didn't win Super Bowl 59, so why does the story say that?
Well, I'm telling you my story. Says Kindred Lubbock, a master goldsmith based in Neptune Beach, Florida, designed the Old Mine Brilliant Cut Diamond Ring, weighing between 6 and 8 carats. The value of the ring estimated to range from $500,000 to just over $1.2 million.
A pretty penny is what we call that.
We're talking health here this afternoon. A woman in Texas filing a lawsuit against Pfizer, claiming one of their popular birth controls gave her a brain tumor. Mm. Abigail Dye of Fox TV affiliate KRIV in Houston reporting.
This is a very popular birth control. It's called Depo-Provera. And this woman says she started taking it back in 2019. And then in 2023, doctors found a brain tumor. It's a benign tumor, but she says this has completely changed the course of her life. And now she's suing Pfizer. She tried to have that tumor removed back in 2023. The surgery was unsuccessful. And now she's going through radiation. This is one of just about 900 cases that have been filed against Pfizer with the same exact claims, according to her lawyer.
All right. And also on the health scene here, the CDC has issued a food safety alert over salmonella infections linked to recalled eggs. The federal health agency says 95 people from 14 states have gotten sick from the same strain of salmonella. 18 people have been hospitalized, but the CDC says no deaths have been reported. Country Eggs, based in California, recalled its large brown cage-free Sunshine Yolks eggs on Wednesday.
This is something for parents this afternoon, Austin. If your child is refusing to go to school, there might be some health issues contributing to that mentality.
I'd love to know this.
Here we go. Lisa Brady has the story.
Parents often hear their kids say they don't want to go to school, but if that reluctance to go is happening frequently, it could point to hidden struggles. A recent survey by the Kids Mental Health Foundation finds not feeling well and exhaustion are among the top reasons students give for not wanting to attend school. Things like changing grades or schools, making friends, and challenging classes can lead to anxious feelings. Pediatric psychologist Dr. Ariana Howitt says if your child is exhibiting school avoidance, take it seriously and first rule out all medical concerns because they could experience physical symptoms from anxiety. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, it's 5:45. Zipping right along here this afternoon. Austin Price. Checking out the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, I was hoping to see a lot of our traffic issues die down, and it looks like a good portion of them have. Still got some minor backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, and a little bit on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon. That has been unrelenting this afternoon so far. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Got some rainfall chances ramping up starting tomorrow, hitting as high as 50%, and then on Saturday hitting as high as 80%. These are going to linger heading into your next work week, but the highs will be rather bearable as a result. We have highs only hitting as much as 87 over the next several days, and that's going to be on Sunday.
Okay, rain's in the forecast for a lot of folks. In fact, rainy weather moves southeast from the central U.S. as cooler temps continue for the east. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has more in the Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are popping up across a wide swath of the Rockies and Plain States, moving over the Gulf Coast, Mississippi Valley, and the southeast over the next few days. Heavy rain associated with some of these storms could bring flash flooding, especially over the central U.S. and then the southeast and Florida as we head for the weekend. We've also got pop-up storms possible associated with a cold front for the Great Lakes and interior northeast. Meanwhile, a taste of fall continues for much of the eastern U.S. with cooler than average temperatures, while summer hangs on to the northwest and parts of the southern plains and Gulf Coast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Fast trains. That's the only way we could frame this story here of the Trump administration celebrating an updated train service. And those Amtrak trains can move. Ryan Schmeltz has details from Washington.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the next-gen Acela trains will give travelers more options in traveling to cities like D.C., New York, and Boston, reaching up to 160 miles an hour.
They're beautiful. They're going to be faster. We're going to have not 15 trains, we're going to have 28 trains, so we're going to be able to carry more people.
Duffy hopes the improvement will lead to more revenue and hopefully better ticket prices. The federal government will also take over Washington's Union Station in order to upgrade the transportation hub, a move that's supported by Mayor Muriel Bowser, who says the district can't afford to take on the renovations. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. After today's close, Gap reported mixed results for its second quarter. The parent of its namesake stores, plus Athleta, Banana Republic, and Old Navy, came up short of expectations in terms of revenue, Athleta particularly weak, and that has Gap shares down about 1% in late trading. Another positive day on Wall Street, though, with both the Dow Industrials and S&P 500 earning fresh closing highs. The blue-chip Dow rose 71 points, and the broad S&P added 20 to end above the 6,500 level for the very first time. The Nasdaq Composite leaped 115 and is within 8 points of its closing high. General Motors' electric vehicle manufacturing plant in Detroit, Hamtramck, reportedly will partially shut down first and second shift production temporarily beginning September 2nd. That's according to the Detroit Free Press, citing an internal memo to the 360 or so employees at that Factory Zero facility. GM confirms the shutdown will impact production of the GMC Hummer EV and a Cadillac model. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 548, News Radio 92.3. The Treasury Department wants banks to be on the lookout for evidence of money laundering networks run by the Chinese. Cornell Scott has more.
The Trump administration is asking banking institutions to watch for signs that money is being laundered to support Mexican drug cartels. The advisory sent to banks and brokers focused on Chinese nationals with unexplained wealth, to include students, retirees, and those who are secretive about where their wealth originated. Last year, investigators discovered a connection between Chinese underground banks that operate outside federal banking rules and the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. This scrutiny comes as President Trump says he will allow up to 600,000 Chinese students to attend American universities. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And artificial intelligence is posing a threat to entry-level jobs. A Stanford University study found entry-level jobs for workers between 22 and 25 years old have declined by 13% since the widespread adoption of the technology. According to researchers, declines in employment are happening in jobs that are most exposed to AI, which can include software developers, customer service representatives, computer programmers, receptionists, and others.
Okay, California's governor is expanding efforts to reduce those crime numbers. Good luck on this. Christian Goodwin has more.
Governor Gavin Newsom deploying new California Highway Patrol crime suppression teams to work with local law enforcement in cities and regions across the state, including San Diego, Los Angeles, Sacramento, and the San Francisco Bay Area.
These operations will be targeted. They'll be data-driven.
Adding they'll be focused on the basis of intelligence gathering.
And these will be unannounced efforts. Teams, minimum teams of 15. They'll include K-9 teams. They'll include lieutenant sergeants and 10-plus officers.
Explaining this is after positive results in Bakersfield, San Bernardino, and Oakland, which has led to over 9,000 arrests, the recovery of nearly 6,000 stolen vehicles, and the seizure of more than 400 firearms. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Google's video editing tool, Vids, will soon be free to all users. The company announced Wednesday that the previously paid Workspace add-on will be made available at no charge, but the company is also adding a host of AI-powered features, and those will cost money to use.
All right, the potential for fire has prompted the recall of more than 23,000 Corvettes. Corvette owners, listen up here. Here's Jill Nato.
GM is recalling Corvettes made between 2023 and 2026 because of a fuel leak issue linked to multiple fires. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says excess fuel can spill into the vehicle's fuel filler pocket. From there, it could hit a radiator surface and a cooling fan, and that could spark a fire. GM says their investigation identified four alleged fires, including two with evidence indicating that The filling station pump was malfunctioning and caused a fuel spill at the time of the incident. As a fix, dealers will insert a shield to divert spilled fuel. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All righty, 5:52 on the nose here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
So slide away and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
Pensacola right now.
All right, 5:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Michael Hutchins and In Excess. He really left us way too soon.
Very upsetting story behind him.
Absolutely. Austin Price, you heard it. There's his voice right over there. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. We have some congestion here and there in little spots, but shouldn't be too severe. Outside of Gulf Breeze Parkway, that area has been giving us trouble all afternoon. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, make that eastbound. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard, we always have issues in that area. That's between Oriole Beach and Tiger Point, but it is giving us more persistent issues than usual. What were you going to say?
Construction. That's still dealing with the expansion lanes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It is nice all the way from the national park to, down the road by the Winn-Dixie store on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Nice. You got 6 lanes of traffic.
All right. So, yeah, once again, traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard. Still giving you trouble outside of that. Not much. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Got rainfall chances creeping in late tonight into your Friday. Going to linger all the way into your Labor Day Monday. Luckily, the highs are going to take a good hit, though. Tomorrow's high, only 84 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Bon Jovi has given one of his albums a facelift. I got a chance to see Bon Jovi's son. In a very rare, he looks just like his dad. I mean, amazing. Okay, the album's getting a facelift with some help from some folks. Michelle Polino has more for you.
John Bon Jovi is calling in some big names, including Bruce Springsteen, to reimagine his 2024 album, Forever. Here I am. Springsteen joins John Bon Jovi on a new version of Hollow Man, while other guests include Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Jason Isbell, Avril Lavigne, The War and Treaty and more. The collaboration album drops October 24th. Fans will get their first taste Friday with the release of the reworked Hollow Man and a new single, Red, White, and Jersey. Bon Jovi, who underwent vocal cord surgery in 2022, said the project was born out of necessity. Without the ability to tour or promote an album we were all very proud of, I decided to call on some friends to help me in my time of need. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the gates to the Burning Man Festival back open in the Nevada desert. They were closed on Tuesday night due to excessive rain and thunderstorms in Black Rock City. Officials say travelers need to be cautious with parts of the area still wet. This is the second time the Burning Man gates have reopened after being closed. It also happened on Monday. Burners are also advised to keep all cables, plugs, and generators dry and covered because on Tuesday night, a man was airlifted from the festival grounds after possibly being electrocuted.
You know, I gave you a weather update just about 20 minutes ago on the situation out there. Big monsoon rains, dust storms, really bad weather.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, those folks really, I hope they enjoy those shows, let me tell you. Not all heroes wear capes, period. A man with superhero pajamas helped catch a suspected burglar here in Florida, as we hear from Fox's Sue Guzman.
A Cape Coral man crediting his Batman pajamas with giving him the courage he needed to transform into a modern-day superhero and assist in the arrest of a man vandalizing his truck and rummaging in his neighbor's garage early Wednesday morning. Kyle Myvett and his wife awoke to a surveillance camera alert showing a man breaking into his vehicle. Clad in his Batman PJs and matching socks, Myvett sprung into action, got into the truck, and tracked down the suspected thief in his neighbor's garage. He says, without thinking, he collared the guy and waited for police to arrive. Police say the suspect, 20-year-old Justin Shimples, facing multiple charges. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Okay, automated delivery could soon be getting the robo treatment. Eben Brown has more.
Tech startup RoboMart is debuting a new self-driving electric vehicle designed solely to bring you your orders. Its new RM5 vehicle looks like a bank of lockers on wheels. It's actually an EV with 10 lockers that can carry hundreds of pounds of stuff to be delivered in a car that's roughly 12 feet long, 5 feet wide, and 7 feet tall. The company hopes to partner with retailers using its own commerce app. You, the customer, will use the app to unlock the locker containing your purchase when it rolls up to your preferred delivery point, all for a one-size-fits-all delivery fee of $3. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, if you're keeping up with that USF Boise State game down in Tampa, they're playing it down at Raymond James. USF, 10-7, second quarter, 4 minutes remaining before the half on that game. Hey, Wednesday, the Lookouts brought out the bats. Downing Pensacola 5-2. Wahoos now playing below 500 ball tonight. Game three of the six-game series gets underway in about 5 minutes. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.